Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's up? What's up? Welcome into today's Throwback Wednesday. Yes, you heard that right. Every Wednesday, I pull some of our best clips out of the Millionaire Mindcast audio vault for your listening pleasure. Whether it's snippets from my past solo episodes or previous guest interviews, each episode is hand-selected to support you on your march to a million and beyond as you build wealth, as you design and take action to achieving your definition of a rich and fulfilling life. These are all tried and true and tested principles, practices, and disciplines that can help you level up. So without further ado, let's dig into today's episode right after this short message. Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor. Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Millionaire Mindcast, the show where mindset and money meet. I'm your host, Matty A, and as always, thanks for spending a little time with me today. I wanted to go over the number one wealth-building killer. And the number one wealth-building killer is procrastination. And I know we all have some sort of experience with procrastination, whether that's with a work project or when you were in school, you know, wait until the last minute to get that homework done, or maybe it's, you know, putting off eating well or going to the gym, or in this case, so many people procrastinate on wealth building and they think that, you know, all the stars have to be aligned, all the dominoes have to be perfectly lined up in order to knock that first one over and begin this process. And I'm here to tell you that your wealth building focus and journey cannot wait. You have to start it today, and there's no better time to start it than right now. You know, a lot of people, according to Ferrari Johnson McCown, which is a study done on the cognitive distortions that lead to procrastination, they found that there's four common things that people generally relate to or think of when they decide to procrastinate. And the mindset that many people fall into is these four things. One, they overestimate how much time they have left to build wealth. So they say, hey, you know what? I am, you know, busy focusing on this right now, but when I get to that side of the line that I drew in the sand and all of the things that I need in my brain, those boxes I need checked in order to move forward on maybe investing in an IRA or buying a rental property or investing in someone else's business opportunity, then I will move forward. So they overestimate the fact that they have plenty of time left to do these things. And what I'd like to challenge is the fact that if you started today versus 2 years down the road, what is that opportunity cost that you missed out? What is the interest rate or the growth that you could have potentially seen in that investment? Number two is they overestimate how motivated they will be in the future. You know, life shows up for a lot of us, and I know we can all relate to crap getting piled on our plate or being overwhelmed with the different commitments that we have. And a lot of the times, you know, our motivation levels can have peaks and valleys, and that is no better reason than to sit down today and map out one particular investment, small or big, that you can commit to, focus on, and get going right now. Number three is they underestimate how long certain activities will take them to complete. And what I want to remind you of is wealth building is a long-term game. This is not a short sprint. This is a long-term marathon that you have to be committed to, and you are going to better position yourself for truly building generational wealth that you can pass on and outlive in your lifetime by starting now. Number four is mistakenly, many of us assume that we need to be in the right frame of mind in order to accomplish the task at hand. And for example, in the context of wealth building, you know, I do agree that you do need the right vehicle, you need the right advice, you need the right environment. But at the end of the day, are you always going to be in the right frame of mind to take action on certain things? You know, the reality is that if you wait until you're in the right frame of mind to do certain tasks, especially in wealth building, you will probably find that the right time simply never comes along and the task never gets completed. And in order to grow the wealth that you desire, it requires constant action. It requires constant growth. And I don't know about you, but for me personally, there are days that I feel crummy. I have down days. Mindset-wise, I'm not the sharpest or I'm not the most optimistic, but I do know that it requires me to show up at work. It requires me to show up as a leader. It requires me to show up in my consistent action towards my goals. Because if I just allowed the days that I've quote-unquote felt good to be the ones left where I take action, I'd be missing out on a whole lot of opportunity. I'd be losing a ton of ground. And I do not want to see any single one of you miss out on the wealth that you could be creating today just because the conditions in your mind aren't the perfect ones for you to take action. Do not fall into the I'll do it later trap. Or one of my favorite sayings is, don't be a part of the woulda, shoulda, coulda club. The people who are building wealth are the ones taking action today, and you are one of those people that I want to see in that club. The action takers are the ones who get results, and I promise you, 10, 15, 20, 30, heck 50, depending on your age, years down the road, you will thank yourself or you'll kick yourself for the action that you did take or did not take on your wealth building journey. Hope this advice inspires you to get into motion on your wealth building journey, and always remember to continue investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.